gotta love the man, don't you? For constant entertainment, if nothing else. Sure, he's infuriating. Of course, he's a total moron. And a liar. And a bully. And an egomaniac. But it's hard to turn away, isn't it? The Mad King is a total train wreck in motion. So what if we're in the caboose and wondering where the tracks end and the wheels come off? Every day is a dose of idiocy spooned out with an adrenaline pill. It's like being on speed with a bottle of Jack and you're in the back seat with the guy you've been drinking with all night and now he's smacking the radio maniacally and flicking the ashes from his joint out the open window while the night is alive with menace and electricity. You know it won't end well, but hell, you paid for the ride. You might as well see it through. You got a victim's point of view now. Trump, being a man who thinks out of his box, is proposing a solar wall at the border. Why not generate some juice while we're at it and make some money to defray expenses? I love it. An alternative energy subsidy at last. Save the Mexican government plenty when their bill comes due. Sunshine Superman. Lunacy is the catchword of the year now. Every morning the world tilts further off its fragile little axis. Tomorrow we'll have nuclear power plants on the border, the cooling tanks forming a 1,000-mile moat to keep the illegals from crossing unless they want to risk being irradiated on the swim. Plus all that nuclear power. We live in the light fantastic, where facts are for fools and reality is anything the man tweets. The media is lying, off with their heads. Science is bunk. Obamacare is collapsing under its own weight. Global warming is caused by skunks farting at night. The Russians are misunderstood, and the Syrians, well, who knows where Syria is anyway. When I was a young guy, we were the ugly Americans. Now we're the crazy Americans. We've opened the doors to the asylum and disgorged the nutcases to run the place. Day after day, we get a bit more used to it. It may actually be their strategy. Reality is, after all, fairly malleable. We can only hope they don't decide to lock us up, but I wouldn't bet on it.